99 to Buzz. It's Bizzano and Sandy. How well are you eating during the whole zombie apocalypse, Sandy?
Do you want us to be honest with you? Because I just had a handful of chocolate chips.
Oh, really? Was it dark chocolate?
No, it wasn't. It should have been. I hope Dr. Matt's not on yet, is he?
Dr. Matt is on with us from Restoration Wellness, Custom Fat Loss. Good morning, Dr. Matt.
Hey, yeah, I am hearing. I'm in the peanut gallery for the moment, but I'm listening.
I want to, before we get started about, you know, what's the best healthy stuff we can eat and how we can afford it and other things that'll mess you up that really need to keep yourself healthy during this lock-in period. I do have to confess, and I have to say thank you, because yesterday was my wife's, or the other day was my wife's birthday.
Yeah.
And she wanted donuts. And I'm like, you know, that's really not on the plan. Our coach Jamie is going to yell at us.
And both of you guys are doing this together this time around, right,
yes,
Scotty?
Yes, we're both doing custom fat loss and love it, love it, love it. And, you know, I just have to tell you that we felt so guilty because both of us ate four sugar glazed donuts.
Gosh.
I get on the scale the next morning. Mm-hmm. I lost 1.2 pounds. I don't know how
this
happens.
Happen?
I don't know. It's just what the system does. It's like wizardry.
See, it's not fair. We only give one of those passes per program, so you've used it up, okay?
I know. Because if I did it all the time, I'd be gaining weight. But it really, it's a testament to how your body reacts and the metabolism fights off and keeps the weight off. I think it's amazing.
Well, you know, just really quick to talk about that for just a couple more seconds. I mean, you know, where do we all go? Whenever we start to struggle with weight, we always kind of tend to think backwards. And granted, not everybody has had this experience, but we tend to think, man, when I was younger, I used to be able to just get away with whatever I wanted. And I was thin and didn't matter. And you know, it's not fair to say that that's the way, that's not the goal. I mean, a lot of us might want that, but the reality is that's not going to mean a healthy body, even if you're getting away with it from a weight perspective. But the point here is, as you said, to give your body, to give a little bit more room, to give yourself a little bit, you know, a little bit more flexibility metabolically. And that happens when you can get things into a more balanced place. And that's the objective really here, is to make sure that we're getting your body moving back towards that place of balance and just better overall health. But we know that the metabolism is a pretty good, you know, temperature check for where your body is overall.
Well, thank you, by the way. And I promise we'll never cheat again.
That's right. You've used it up. Free pass is over.
Okay, deal.
We're talking about overall health is really the goal here, especially when we're talking about, you know, the coronavirus. Our overall health is very important. So when the budgets are tight for a lot of families right now, and we've all heard it, we've all said it, it's expensive to eat healthy. How can we find that happy medium? What are the staples that we should have in our pantry, in our fridge now while we're in isolation?
Yeah, such important questions, or quite an important question, because like you said, I mean, everybody's attention and focus has just shifted dramatically right now. We're just saying, how do we keep that immune system strong? How do we manage, like you said, the finances? Because there's a lot of concern just on all fronts. So, you know, to kind of, I guess, go just check a couple of boxes here. There has been the good side of this. There has been a ton more information. I've been seeing so many articles out there today, even as of today on CNN about this same kind of thing, just about, you know, what does it look like, you know, from a nutrition perspective? What are the good things? And here's where I'd like to go. You know, there's some simple stuff that's perishable that at least it's easy to get, like bananas, actually, even though they're a little higher in sugar, they offer just a really broad spectrum of nutrients. They have a high content of something called prebiotic in them, which means...
That's a new word I've been seeing a lot lately.
Okay, see? Well, that's because people are starting to get more familiar with the idea of gut health. And when we're always talking about that because the gut is actually where your immune system lives. And so prebiotics are a big deal because they feed the good bacteria in the body. So where you eat sugar and sugar is fed on and the bad bacteria thrive on that, certain foods, especially that again have this higher prebiotic content, they actually will tend to go the other way and they'll nourish the positive, the good bacteria in your body and make sure that you're supporting a healthy immune system in that way. So it's just one piece of the puzzle, but it's a neat piece in my opinion.
Okay, bananas, that's one.
Yeah, bananas are a good one. Now, this is a perfect conversation because, my goodness, you go through the stores, maybe it was more like a week ago, but when things were really depleted, it was weird. I walked through and I noticed, man, the dairy section was like just decimated, except the yogurt was still there. And I was standing back going, what is going on? You know, the yogurt is, it's just, nobody's touching the yogurt. So apparently Wegmans needs to take a look at what they're stocking, but quality yogurt, and I need to qualify it that way. We probably don't have time to dive into all of what that means, but quality yogurt is actually wonderful because good complement. So the banana's got the prebiotic. A good quality yogurt is inherently going to have a wonderful spectrum of good bacteria in it. And that, again, does great things to arm and equip your immune system, really fundamentally help it stay built up. And we love that because yogurt's very stable, right? It's going to stay in the fridge for a long time. You want to take it one step further, look into something called kefir or kefir, depending on how you believe it should be pronounced.
Yes, okay.
Just a higher probiotic content, a little bit stronger taste, but very, very pleasant. It just has a nice drinkable actual texture to it. So it's a little different. Oh, wow. Yogurts, you know, more scoopable.
Yeah.
Kefir, drinkable. Great choice.
Okay. That's great. Oh my God, this is great. So we got bananas, we got yogurt, and we got Kiefer Sutherland.
That's right. See?
Good. I'm taking notes. Okay, as we wrap up, give us another one more thing we can do to keep our immune system and you know, in check for this tough time right now.
Yeah, well, let's round it out nutritionally. I'm going to go to nuts. Really, again, super easy. You know, going to stay in your pantry without any concern. So nutritious. Going to give your body a good balance of protein and healthy fat. Now, I'd recommend, it's funny as it sounds, look for the raw nuts as opposed to the roasted and salted. Raw nuts going to inherently have higher nutrition. Again, the fat content's going to be better, more intact. Just a great way to go and very, very nourishing for many reasons.
Okay, so no honey roasted or anything, right?
Yeah. Is there a specific nut that we should gravitate
towards? You know, when it comes down to it, it's hard to go wrong. The nuts are just, all of them in general are inherently, you know, very good in terms of the fatty acid content. You know, if you wanted to, I guess I would say this, maybe just so you don't go to the typical, a lot of people think nuts, they're going to think peanuts. Mm-hmm. You know, something more like an almond, a cashew, a walnut, those especially can be really, really great in terms of, again, that omega-3, omega-6, fatty acid content, just great stuff there.
You are a wealth of information. We really appreciate a couple of minutes to just give us an idea of what we need to do just to stay healthy. We're going to have you on again because there's all kinds of stuff to talk about when it comes to your health. Thank you, Dr.
How's your family doing, by the way? Because I know you have kids. Are you getting a little stir crazy?
You know, yeah, the kids are ready for this to be over. And I think the adults are, you know, to a degree as well. We're enjoying the family time. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's a little different than usual.
Yeah,
I've seen that meme go around. I'm sure you guys have seen it, too, on Facebook, where it's like, okay, if you see my kids locked out of the house, we're homeschooling.
Thanks so much for being on with us, Dr. Matt. Appreciate it. If you want some more information, you can go to loseweightrochester.com and you can start there and you can get a hold of them and all that kind of stuff. So thanks again, Dr. Matt. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.